broadcasting live from the Central City Radio Studios in Tempe, Arizona. It's the Jacqueline Nicole Show with your host, Jacqueline Nicole, on King FM, a Central City radio station.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us tonight on the Jacqueline Nicole Show. My name is Jacqueline. My middle name is Nicole. And in case you're wondering, my last name is Zingali. That is an Italian last name. So with this show, I love to inspire women in fitness, in faith, health, beauty. And I also like to bring other positive women onto the show to interview, to ask questions. And we really just have fun girl talk. And we like to invite our audience into our conversation as an invitation on what it looks like to love God, what it looks like to be a woman in this modern day age, and basically how we keep the balance of a relationship with the Lord and also our femininity, and if that even makes sense. But one way that I like to do that is I will invite guests on the show and I'll kind of pick their brain and maybe their heart a little bit and just ask them questions about their personal testimony, their personal stories, if any of them are walking through any trials of their own. And we really do this to encourage women of all ages, backgrounds, stories, just to give you hope in your future and as the woman that God created you to be. So with all that being said, one of my favorite people in the world and one of my favorite women that I know is Julianne Collins, and I know her from Living Word Bible Church in Mesa, Arizona. She has a women's ministry called Jesus Chicks that once was called Daughters of Destiny, and she is a young-hearted, young-spirited woman who is on fire for the Lord, and it's so great to talk to her because everything that she says, her perspective is so encouraging, so amazing. And I love her relationship with God. I love her her picture and her idea of God's character and how she relates to him, not just through his word, but through everyday life and how she applies him practically in communication and in speech and how she gracefully carries herself. So with that being said, I would like to introduce her. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. This is fun.
Good. Thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate that you would take the time out of your day to spend it with me and the people that are listening.
Yeah, absolutely.
So did you want to, I know I gave you like a soft introduction, but did you want to tell our viewers maybe a little bit about yourself, who you are, maybe what you like to do for fun?
Yeah. Well, it started, I didn't really start a real relationship with God until I was 19 years old. That's kind of my testimony, that before 19, I would have told you that I was a Jesus girl, I was a Christian, I had heard the salvation prayer at church a million times growing up and all that, but I didn't know I was missing anything. I had no clue that I could know God, I was supposed to know God, and more importantly, that I didn't know God. And so God actually used my boyfriend at the time, who would become my future husband. It was a conversation him and I had. And I mean, it was just, he said this one sentence and the Holy Spirit took that one sentence and just kind of blew my mind. In 2 seconds, I realized what I had no clue my whole 19 years of life, that I didn't know God. And that's, I went from religion, wow, knowing about God, to relationship, knowing him. And my life was turned right side up, I should say, overnight. Literally overnight. I've been on a ride with him every day ever since. So that's what I love to share with people. That's still a strong passion of mine, that be sure, just because you're parking your booty in a pew every week doesn't mean you know him.
Right.
And I have this suspicious feeling that there are Christians sitting in pews all over the world who don't know him.
Right. I relate to you so much because, you know, growing up, my mom raised me in the church, and so I loved Jesus, and I loved his stories, and my heart, I was like, I'm a diehard Jesus lover, you know, and I always felt that way. But in junior high, we stopped going to church, and so I always tell people, you know, watch who you're friends with, or watch who you surround yourself with, because you become the environment that you're in. So in junior high and high school and college, I didn't go to church.
Yeah.
And I became, like, the environment around me.
Yeah.
And that was my peers, and it was being popular, and it was being liked. And it wasn't that I, you know, woke up one day and decided that I didn't believe in God or I didn't love him anymore. I believed him in my heart, and I kind of put him, like, in a box, you know, in a nice box. And I'm like, okay, this is God. This is who he is. I love him, but I'm going to live my life the way that I want to live my life.
Exactly.
And same thing is at 19, because I was suffering so much from anxiety and I was suffering so much from stress because of the lifestyle that I was living, that is when I was like, okay, I really need to start seeking God, because apparently what I thought I knew about him is not working out in my life, and my life is going down a path that I don't like the road up ahead. I don't like the result that I'm seeing, because I was on a similar path that my friends were on, and I was seeing the outcome of their lifestyle, and it was sad, and it was discouraging, and I realized, okay, there's more to life than just partying, or there's more to life than being popular and being liked, because, you know, a pastor that just preached a living word that we go to, Pastor Jason, said something that really blessed my heart, and he said, you know, every time we get a revelation of God's word and it germinates in our heart, there's like a trial or a persecution that's almost stapled to it.
Yeah.
Not from God, but from the enemy.
Yep.
So anytime our heart is searching for God, we start to feel, you know, the darkness of the world that's like, oh no, she got something. She's on the right path to her destiny. She's on the right path to what God has for her. I want to discourage her.
Yeah.
And so that's what happened to me when I was 19. And I think I talked about this on a previous interview, but I had a dream about hearing God's voice when I was 19.
Yeah.
And it was one of the worst place of my life. And I think that was the turning moment when I realized that God reached out to me when I wasn't walking with him. I wasn't in his word. I wasn't following him the way that I wanted to, but his loving kindness and his mercy reached out to me in a dream, and it touched my heart so much in that moment. I wanted to know him, which is when I started my journey back to him.
Mm-hmm.
But it took a while, and I didn't recommit my heart to him until I was 25. So, you know, there's a journey on how long it takes us sometimes, but he's so loving.
Right.
And he never gives up on us.
Absolutely.
So with that, in our last conversation on last week's show, I had a guest named Alexis Kenny.
Yeah.
And she has a really close relationship with the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
A lot like you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what I wanted to do for the guests is, I know we hear who the Holy Spirit is. I'm not saying that people never heard of him before, but I really wanted to create an environment tonight to soften people's heart. Who is the Holy Spirit? Why do Christians talk about him? What does it look like to have a relationship with him, especially for those who may not have a relationship with the Holy Spirit or may not understand what his name even means?
Yeah.
And you have such an amazing, intimate, and personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. And going to Jesus Chicks, when you explain that, even though I'm not new into my Christian faith, it still just softens my heart all over again, and it blesses me. And I kind of wanted to make the same experience for our viewers listening in. If you wouldn't mind sharing a little bit of your heart on who the Holy Spirit is for you,
mm-hmm.
and what your relationship looks like with him, especially for those who may not have one with the Holy Spirit.
Well, I remember it was such good news to me. I had never really thought about, I was always aware growing up of there was the Father, there was the Son, and there was this Holy Spirit. But that was about it. I hadn't thought much further into it. And then I remember when I started getting involved in church and all that, walking with God, the first time I heard that the Holy Spirit was a person. You know, a lot of times there's all different ideas about what he is. We don't even say who is he, we say what is he. Some people think he's just the power of God. Some people think that he's like a smoke that floats into the room when right. something good's gonna happen. And that touched my heart when I heard, because I love relationships. So to me, right. the fact that I had I was already overwhelmed that I had Father God.
Right.
I had Jesus, and it's like, what? There's a whole nother family member? The Holy Spirit? So I'm like, well, let's get to it. Let's get to know this guy. And that's just precious to me. And learning that he loves me like the Father loves me, like Jesus loves me. He's a person like the Father is and like Jesus. He has the same heart. They flow with one heart. If you've seen Jesus, you've seen the Father. If you've seen the Holy Spirit, you've seen the Father. That they flow with one heart and one love for us. One of my favorite experiences with the Holy Spirit and experiencing his love, it was more than just hearing about it, knowing about it, but it was an awesome experience. And so what happened was I had gone to bed with a situation on my mind, and like us girls do, you play it over and over and over again. And it was tormenting me, and I couldn't fall asleep, and it was really awful. And so the next morning, I tried to do something, and I was so distracted because I was still tormented by the situation. I couldn't think about anything else. So I said, all right, forget this. I'm putting this project aside, and I'm just going to pray. And so the minute, so awesome, the second I gave the Holy Spirit a moment where I paid attention to him, and I went to him too late, but prayed.
Right.
He just overwhelmed me. Mm-hmm. It's like he couldn't wait to tell me what he wanted to say about that situation.
Wow.
And I immediately saw that he was with me all night when I tossed and I turned. I could see that he was hovering over me and just wouldn't take his eyes off of me. But I also saw how grieved his heart was and how it caused him pain to see me tormented, to see me suffering like that. And that he desperately wanted to comfort me, wanted to resolve it, wanted to help me, but I didn't turn to him, you know? Right. And I saw how much he loved me and longed to do that for me. And what was even cooler, Jacqueline, is that it really wasn't a big situation. Had I told anybody else, even the closest people to me, they would have said, that's not a big deal, get over it.
Right.
What spoke to me most is that the Holy Spirit didn't say that to me. He didn't say, no big deal, get over it. He cared, not because the situation was a real situation. It was going to be never thought about again in 3 days, you know?
Yeah.
It wasn't that. He cared because he loves me so much that he hated, didn't matter what the situation was, big or small, he hated that I was tormented by it, right. and he wanted to be there for me. And unfortunately, I waited till the morning to let him do that, yeah. but still it was an awesome experience I'll never forget, and I don't want to... It makes you want to respond. It makes you not want to grieve him that way again. It makes you want to allow him to be a part of your life in every situation and to bring that comfort and the love of God.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. You guys, I am so excited to have Julianne Collins with me because her heart for God is so beautiful. It's so... it's like breathtaking to my heart because I just love it. It's like really rare to hear women with that kind of relationship that you have with God. And so we are going to go to a commercial break. But when we come back, I'm super excited to talk more with Julianne about God and her relationship with him. So stay tuned.
The Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Call 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565. That's 855-672-1565.
This is Alice Lotto with the Chips and Salsa Show, and I want to tell you about our newest Chips and Salsa sponsor, the Jablonski Real Estate Group. I personally know this dynamic husband and wife team, Jessica and Jeffrey Jablonski. Their team consists of specialists in each area of the business, with agents that specialize in first-time homebuyers, investors, luxury, etc. Their goal is to meet all your real estate needs. I'd recommend Jessica and Jeffrey to anyone looking to buy or sell. Maybe you're like us. You know, you're not really thinking of selling your home. You can still connect with them and weigh your options. It's always good to know your home values, and you never know what the future may hold. Check out their website, jrealestategroup.com. There's also another real estate, azhomevalueestimate.com, which is really cool because you put your address in and you get an instant estimated value. Try it. Call Jessica or Jeffrey at the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. That's the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. Tell them the Chips and Salsa crew sent you.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
You're listening to the Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for being a part of our show tonight, the Jacqueline Nicole Show. And if you weren't here with us last segment, I introduced my guest. Her name is Julianne Collins, and she is a, can I say, a woman minister?
Yes, that works.
Or a woman pastor?
Yeah.
At Living Word Bible Church in Mesa, Arizona, and she has a women's ministry called Jesus Chicks. And some people remember it as Daughters of Destiny, because when I first met Julianne, that's what it was called.
Yeah.
And so earlier we were talking about who the Holy Spirit is and what it means and what it looks like to have a relationship with Him, because I know my last guest on the previous show was talking a lot about her relationship with the Holy Spirit and the excitement of all that was going on in her life. We didn't really get to touch base on what it means and what it looks like to have a relationship with Him. And I wanted to talk about that primarily because of where I was coming from. And when I was younger, I heard about who the Holy Spirit was, but I think I had, I want to say, the wrong impression of who He was. I think I took it more as like it was weird or uncomfortable or awkward. And when I heard about praying in tongues, I'm like, oh no, okay, I'm not going to be one of those weirdos that prays in tongues. But really that was, you know, I think we could just make the wrong judgment when we aren't educated, or it's kind of like when you don't know somebody and you hear a lot about somebody from other people, and then you get to know that person yourself and you're like, I don't know what those people were talking about. This person's awesome, and they become your best friend. Yes. And then, you know, you end up being the bridesmaid at their wedding. Like, yeah. Who knows? You know, there's always people in our lives that I think we might get the wrong first impression of them. But then when we get to know them, we realize how much we have in common with them. And we're like, wow, where have you been all my life? Because yeah. You're so cool. Like,
right, I really, where have you been all my life?
I really dig hanging out with you. You're like my new bestie. So with that being said, I kind of wanted to touch base a little bit about, I was going to ask Julianne her heart on a few things. But just to give you a little tip on how to connect with God, and it's something that I do in my personal life, especially if I'm worried about something or I'm stressed about anything, really, because there's those days that you wake up and you feel like you woke up on the wrong side of the bed, you feel cranky.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you don't solve it then, you're not going to solve it in the middle of the day. It's going to carry with you until you go to bed. Then you're going to toss and turn at night.
Yeah.
Just like what we were talking about your previous story.
Yeah.
And the cycle is going to continue, you know. And, you know, days can turn into weeks. That can turn into months of bad days.
Yeah.
And so what I like to do, and I got this from a pastor, and I wish I remembered his name, but I don't. And in the mornings, if I'm ever waking up with something on my mind, or it could just be a situation that I'm concerned about, you know, and I don't want worry to set in because that will waste time, you know, and bring me to a negative place that I don't need to be. So I'll get a journal and I'll dedicate this journal just to conversations with God. And I'll just write down everything that's worrying me, everything that I'm scared of. Anything. I mean, if you have time, you could write a novel, but yeah. I'll just dedicate, you know, 5 to 15 minutes, whatever I have, and just jot it all down. And then afterwards, I will, you know, open God's word or pray over the situation and just really invite God into the things that are stressing me out. And I'll write what God's word says about those situations. And that has done a lot for me over the actually, I've been doing this for the last couple of months. Mm-hmm. I would connect with God in prayer and in Bible study and in years prior. But this has been a little bit more of like a deeper relationship exercise that I've been doing with God. And it's been really healing.
Yeah.
And what I wanted to talk about was something I learned in one of your messages that you taught in Jesus Chicks. Mm-hmm. And you had mentioned about the condition of our hearts,
right,
and how our hearts, especially if we've been wounded in the past or any negative experience we've ever endured in our entire life from the time we were born until the time we go to be with the Lord,
yeah,
that our heart could have many rooms.
Yeah.
And sometimes if we're scared or we haven't healed all the way in that area, we'll shut it off to God. So I really wanted to leave an open door for you to talk more about that, because that was a game changer for me and an eye-opener when you brought that to my attention in your Bible study. And it blessed me so much, and I would really love the opportunity to bless the people who are listening in.
Okay. Well, first of all, to help visualize that we're three parts. We're spirit, we're soul, and we're body, and our souls, our mind, will, and our emotions. But our spirit is who we are, and it's our identity. So what's going on in my soul, whether it's wounds or sins, that's not who I am, and that's not my identity. So it's good to make that real clear, because as soon as you think an issue you're having is you, you're going to continue to struggle with it. The only way to heal and to get rid of it is to know that that isn't me, that's something in me, but it's not who I am. So to start with that. But yeah, I like to picture there's so many areas, and so I like to picture it as many rooms in my heart or in my soul. And so where you may allow God fully into one room over here, you may not let him in another area. And the thing is, yeah, when we get wounded, when stuff happens to us, whether it's abuse, whether it's a molestation, rape, bullying, I mean, and it can be even things that are seemingly small that happened, something that was a teacher said to us one time that you wouldn't think could do that much damage. Yet we still throw that wall up. which I'm picturing as a room when we shut that door. And the thing is, a lot of times we don't intentionally directly shut God out. Problem is, you think you're shutting that door to people.
Right.
But once you shut that door, everybody's out of that room, including God. That's the problem. And he's the one guy you need to heal that place.
Absolutely.
So, I remember saying to the Lord some years ago, I was hungry for more of God. And I said, God, I want more of you. And he knew what I meant, but his answer gave me the answer. He knows how to answer those things we say to him, right, you know? And so he didn't even let me finish saying, I want more of you, when he said, I want more of you. And I knew right away what he meant, that he died for me. He already gave me all of him. There's not any more of him to give.
Okay.
But he knew what I meant was, I want to experience more of all you've given me.
Right.
And so, he took over my whole spirit when I said yes to him. So now I'm dealing with this soul. And so what he meant by, I want more of you, is let me into more of those rooms.
Oh, okay.
That's how he was going to get more of me. That's how I, you know, he's already got my spirit, but he would like to have all of my soul also.
Right.
I've learned to make Jesus my Savior when I asked him to be my Savior, salvation. But then we learned to allow him to be Lord.
Right.
Total surrender. And another situation, just to give you an example of how I processed a wound in my own heart, is one day I'm praying. I'm totally unaware that I've got this thing over here, that it was disappointment that caused this. Your heart gets calloused in that area, and you can't sense God. He's not far. He hasn't left you, but you don't have the ability to sense him in that area. Your heart's not sensitive towards him because of that calloused area and that wall you put up.
Right.
And so I'm praying one day, not thinking about anything like that, but the Holy Spirit all of a sudden puts into my awareness, clear as a bell, he's saying to me, would you allow me to move on your emotions? And the word allow, permission, was so big. He so accentuated that word. So I didn't know what for, but I listened and I said, I allow you, Holy Spirit, I allow you to move on my emotions. And just saying that gave him the permission. He came and just started moving on my heart. And I realized later it was because of layers of deep disappointment that I had experienced.
Wow.
And I didn't know that callus was building up. But when I gave him that permission, I could literally feel my heart softening and becoming sensitive and tender towards God in that area. And it was such a relief, and it was such an awesome feeling. And so we have to be, it's in that relationship with him that he'll let you know, hey, you got a door like with 10 locks in it over here.
You'll right.
just give me permission. I'll come in there and help you, you know, unlock that door and let us get in there. And that's how we become healthy as children of God.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is so good. It's so helpful, I think, to have that visualization, because with, you know, my personality, and I have a creative mindset. So I have my background, I went to school for graphic design.
Yeah.
And I like to see things creatively, visually in front of me, especially if it's like a picture, because then I'll never forget it. And I also like to apply that in my relationship with God. I like to have a visual picture or symbol or something that I can relate to, you know, here on my everyday walk on earth, that I can apply to God and connect with him. And one thing that I do, and I actually got this idea from a book, and I think the author's name is Linda Dillo, uh-huh. and it's called Calm My Anxious Heart.
Yeah.
This book, let me just tell you right off the bat, is not for the faint of heart. In the beginning, she just really digs deep into issues that women deal with.
Yeah.
You don't even have to be a believer to buy this book.
Yeah.
It is so good. And she just really digs deep. It's like that soul digging,
yeah.
where she just digs things up about how women can struggle with discontentment.
Yeah.
And, struggling to be happy in your current situation, even if it's not ideal, where you can find joy. And being patient for for your future seasons to come. Because I think our society right now, we're always in the rush for the next thing and the next new anything, you know. And we're never content to be in the moment, to enjoy the day, to enjoy the blessings and the relationships that God has for us now.
Right.
And if we're not careful, we're going to live our life. I always think of this, of that movie with Adam Sandler called Click.
Yes.
And he was just always ready to fast forward to the next part of his life, and he wanted to be on autopilot. And I thought, oh my gosh, our souls are on that same fast track.
Yeah.
You know, on the autopilot, where you just want to hurry up. We're in that daily grind. We got to mash out whatever we got to do for the day, the kids, the husband, the work, the job, school, whatever.
Yeah.
And then we go to bed and our hearts are anxious and we can't sleep at night because our minds are on fire.
Right.
From stress
and
from anxiety that the world puts on us.
Yep.
And one thing that I do that she mentioned in the book is called a worry box.
Uh-huh.
And it's by making something, and you can make it pretty so it's not an eyesore, you know, so you're gravitating to put something in it. But anytime I have a worry, I'll jot it down the piece of paper. I'll lift it up like in symbolization, you know, in my private time.
Yeah.
To God and be like, hey, God, here's my worry to you. I put it down on paper, so I made it plain. Just like the word says, write the vision and make it plain. I put it in that worry box, and then I pray over it. I thank God, you're my Alpha, you're my Omega.
Yeah.
First of all, you're not surprised that this happened.
Yeah.
Secondly, you've already been ahead of me in all of my days, so you already know the end before I do.
Yeah.
And it comforts me that he's going to take care of it.
Yep.
And then, you know, you could take communion or whatever you want over that. And that's one way that really helps me release those worries.
Yep. I have a peace box. I can't believe you just said
that. Oh my gosh.
Same exact idea. I just call it a peace box.
Okay. I love that. And I'm so excited to talk more about everything on my heart with the audience that I wanted to dig deep more with you. So we are going to go to a commercial break, but when we come back, I'm really excited. We're going to talk about some more fun stuff. So stay tuned.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-427-0183. 800-427-0183. Call now. 800-427-0183. That's 800-427-0183.
Hi, this is Pastor Brenda Pratt, Senior Pastor of Freed Indeed Christian Center, inviting you to worship with us on Sundays at 10:15 a.m. Listen, we are a growing, exciting ministry out in the Tulsa West Valley area, and we are looking forward to spending time with you in fellowship. We believe that many hands make a heavy load light. Come be a part of a growing ministry that seeks to honor God, serve the community, and enhance the lives of all of its members. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We look forward to seeing you. God bless.
Hey, dog lovers, do you need someone to look after your pet but don't want to leave your best friend in a cage in some kennel? Turn to Rover. Rover is your one-stop shop for loving, trustworthy dog sitters near you. It's a free online service that connects you with a nationwide network of dog lovers for hire. Just go to comeonover.rover.com. In seconds, you'll be browsing dog sitters in your neighborhood. Search by travel dates or zip code, read reviews, see photos, and find the perfect sitter for your pet. Rover makes the whole process fast and easy. You can hit the road happy, knowing your dog will be treated like family. Plus, every stay is covered by premium insurance and 24/7 support. Now that's peace of mind. Go to comeonover.rover.com right now and get your dog's first night free. That's a $25 value. So join hundreds of thousands of dog lovers who rely on Rover. It's fast, it's easy, and your first night is free. Go to comeonover.rover.com. That's comeonover.rover.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-631-1754. 800-631-1754. 800-631-1754. That's 800-631-1754.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free. Just like
you're listening to The Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us tonight on The Jacqueline Nicole Show. My name is Jacqueline, and I have a guest with me, the lovely Miss Julianne Collins. And we were talking about in the last segment about worry and, you know, shutting our hearts off in certain areas to God and not allowing Him to minister to our hearts in certain areas that we've been wounded or hurt or have like a negative experience from the past. And another thing I was mentioning about is this idea that I got from a book that I have been reading. And I actually, it wasn't a book that I was reading out loud, but it was on Audible.com. Audible.com. I always say that word funny, and then I always have to pause and say it slower, but it's basically an app on your phone, Audible. There we go. I said it right.
That sounds good to me.
That you could download on your phone, and what's so nice is I think it's like $15 or $16 a month, but you can get a book, you know, on there, and they'll read it to you. So it's nice because if you have a long drive in the car or you're getting ready or you're cooking, you could listen to a book. And it's funny because you could brag to your friends, yeah, right? Because yeah, it takes me a long time to, like, sit down and read because I feel like I have a lot going on.
Yeah.
So you kind of can impress the people around you about all the books that you, in quotes, read, but someone really read it to you. That's and it makes awesome. You feel really smart. But anyways, in this book, the author is Linda Dillo, and it's called Calm My Anxious Heart. And it's primarily for women because it deals with topics in this day and age and in our culture that women struggle with of any age, about discontentment and about worry, about not having peace, and really just kind of living this stressful, I don't want to say neurotic, but you don't even have to show it, but internally you're a mess and your mind is like on fire with a thousand different thoughts,
yeah,
especially if you have a lot of things juggling, right? If you're a mom, a wife, a student, you could be a businesswoman or you could be all of them.
Yeah.
And the thing that I felt that I struggle with the most ever since childhood was worry. I just seemed to always find something that I would worry about. You know, it's like if the situation was 100% perfect and I would just find that one thing. It's like 9 things out of 10 could be amazing. Yeah. It could be beautiful. The day is sunny and bright. All these good things are happening. And I even considered myself a really positive person because I have an optimistic outlook on life and I always like to find the good. But even though I find the good in things, I would still focus. It's like this perfectionism character trait of mine. I would still focus on that one blemish and, like, what can I do to fix it? Because I love to solve. I love to be a problem solver.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, there's a solution. It doesn't have to be slightly blemished. It could be 100% perfect. You just got to find the solution to make it perfect. But in my in my efforts, in my striving to make everything around me perfect and everything around me, you know, blemish free, that would cause worry and stress because now in my mind and in my heart, I'm trying to figure out solutions to my own problems. you know, and I'm not saying that we're not intelligent. We can't figure things out because we can. We can solve all of our problems, you know, most of the time. Yeah. But what I realized, though, is this. I can't solve my problems as good as God can solve them.
Yeah.
Bottom line. Because
yeah.
I've tried it.
Yeah.
Sometimes the situation was mediocre. You know, we powered through. Other times it crashed and burned. Or it blew up in your face like a cheap pulled toy. You're like, that didn't work out at all. Yeah. That was not a good solution. It didn't go the way I planned. And so in this book that I was talking about, you know, making a worry box is just writing things down and giving them to God. And inviting God, asking him, hey, would you be a part of this problem in my life? Would you be a part of the things going on that I'm uncertain about, that I'm worried about? And when we do that, we open up the door of our hearts, like you were talking about, that can be, you know, on lockdown because of past childhood experiences. And when we do that, you know, his word says that his ways are higher than our ways and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
Yeah.
And he's a genius.
Yes.
Because he created the whole world. So he obviously knows more than us. And I like when I invite him into my world and into my life because, you know, I enjoy the day.
Yeah.
I start to walk in peace, and I think that's something that our society and even as women can lack, is not having peace. And earlier when we broke up and went to commercial, we kind of were having a personal conversation, and you were talking about the importance that God showed you about walking in peace and what that looked like. And I think that we don't have good examples right now in our society about what walking in peace looks like because we live in such a fast track, you know, environment.
Yeah.
And I wanted to just open the conversation to you to share with our viewers about how God really ministered to your heart, the importance of peace and walking in it, and how that's even achievable or possible for other women.
Yeah. Well, the Lord really started ministering to me because I had all kinds of new things and new challenges, and I was being stretched, you know. Especially the beginning of this year, and it was starting the end of last year because he was already preparing me. He started bringing this thing to me in my study time and in my prayer time about peace. It's not something that I ever really spent a whole lot of time on in study or whatever, but he kept bringing up this issue with peace.
Right.
So I kept studying there, and so I realized there's something about peace and grace that they go together. And I'm like, Lord, I know. So I kept searching through, kept studying it, kept going through the word. And then it was interesting because then I heard Joseph Prince say that the Lord showed him that that like pipes coming down out of heaven over different, it was a picture, you know,
okay.
Pipes coming down out of heaven over different areas of your life. And so when we get into worry, anxiety, and stress, all that, those grace pipes that have the flow of everything you need to come to that issue or that area, worry and fear squeezes those pipes off.
Oh, wow.
And so peace, he confirmed the same thing. Peace and grace are connected. That, you know, peace is rest. We rest in the Lord because we ourselves are a portal, a pipe, a conduit, whatever you want to call it. Just like Jesus said, he's the vine, we are the branch. Same thing, what is a branch? It is a conduit, right, for the fruit to come out.
Right.
And so I have to picture myself that way, that when I get into worry and I get out of peace, I'm a portal for heaven, and so are you.
Right.
And so when I get into fear, that squeezes off that portal of heaven that I am, so that the heaven that's always flowing towards me and wants to come through me can't come out when I'm squeezing it off with worry, anxiety, and stress.
Wow.
And so that's why it's so important to stay in peace, stay in, have faith in him. The Lord showed me that story with Peter walking on the water. It wasn't about faith to walk on water. Jesus was saying, Peter, don't you know that I love you? Don't you know when you said, should I come? And I said, yes, come. Don't you know I would get you from there to here? Don't you know I would bring you to the finish line because I love you, Peter? He was saying, Peter, why didn't you have faith in me?
Wow.
And in my love for you.
Wow.
And that's what the Lord has taught me. That's where it's at. I'm having faith in him and his love for me. And that's my peace place when I know that I'm loved and he's got it.
That is so good. I just feel like a wave of peace coming over me just as you're talking because, yeah. You know, there's so many reasons I think we can find every day to not walk in peace because life is life and not everything goes as planned. But I feel like, you know, if you can invite God every morning to be with you and thank Him that, hey, before I woke up, You already solved all my problems. Yeah. You have a solution to every one of my worries, my concerns. One of my favorite scriptures in the Psalms is, I always say, God, thank you for perfecting all that concerns me.
Yeah.
Because I love the word perfect.
Yeah.
Because I know Jesus is perfect. Oh, and Jesus is the perfect part of us.
Mm-hmm.
When He comes into our hearts, He makes us spiritually perfect.
Yeah.
And I love that, especially being a creative designer. I'm like, yes, there is one way that I can say I'm perfect because of Christ who is perfect in me, not stand alone.
Yes.
And, you know, when I was talking about worry and anxiety, I dealt with that so much. And when I got to age 19, I had these panic attacks and anxiety attacks that built up. It was like so much fear that would come over me. I thought I was having a heart attack. Mm-hmm. Like I couldn't cope with everyday life. I'm sitting there in college listening to a professor thinking that, are they going to have to call 911 on me?
Yeah.
You know, and it was embarrassing because it's like, it's not even something that you can explain as like one situation in your life. Like, oh, I'm just going through a tough time because this situation's taking me out. It's just life in general. Like you just have fear about the unknown. You have fear about the future. You have fear about, you know, anything. And it paralyzes you. And when that happened to me, you know, I kind of like, you lose your identity. You lose who you are. You lose your purpose. It clouds, like, what's my calling in life? Why was I born? Why am I here? Why was I born?
Yeah.
And that's something that everybody asks, you know? Everybody wants to know what their purpose and their calling is. Does life have a point? You know, is me waking up every day going to work, is there a point to all of this?
Yeah.
And another thing that I love so much that you talk about in Jesus Checks is our identity. And not only that, but our identity in Christ, and then God's identity. Because we can't trust a God that we don't know.
Yeah.
I am not going to put my trust in somebody that I don't know. It's like, you know, if you're walking in a grocery store and someone comes up to you and is like, hey, can I have like all the money in your wallet because I have this really cool idea. Okay, I'm going to pitch it to you. You're going to love it. And come back in a month and I'm going to multiply that money.
Yeah.
There is no way. I don't know anybody with the lick of sense. I'd be like, oh, sure. Here's all my money. You know, I'll meet you at such and such place and you're going to multiply that.
Right.
You know, but what God does for us is when we invite Him into our hearts, right?
Yeah.
And we start to know the identity, we start to trust in Him.
Yeah.
It's like we're investing seeds into our future. We are investing our time, our energy, our thoughts, our being into the kingdom of God. And He's multiplying that for our future. Yeah. So when we take time to open the Bible, we're making an investment.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get into how you relate to God and who God is to you and your outlook on His character, His heart, His nature towards us. Because I think for our viewers, when we have a better understanding of God's heart and His character, it's easier for us, especially as women, to surrender and to give our whole heart to Him because of that complete trust and that complete love that we have.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get into more detail and allow you to talk and share all of that for our viewers, but we have to go to commercial. So I wanted to save that for after the commercial break because it's so good. I don't want anybody to miss it. So stay tuned soon and we will be right back with you. Thank you.
This business owners. Need more customers? Offer fantasy sports contests and generate more sales. Restaurants, bars, hotels, auto dealerships, real estate offices. Whatever your business, fantasy sports contests can help you increase your sales and bring you more loyal customers. Visit Fantify.com or call 888-55-SPORT. Our software lets you customize contests fast and easy for your brand. That's right. Visit Fantify.com or call 888-55-SPORT. That's 888-55-SPORT or visit Fantify.com.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50 or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-427-0183. 800-427-0183. Call now. 800-427-0183. That's 800-427-0183.
You're listening to The Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in if you have still been with us all evening. This is Jacqueline, and my guest with me, her name is Julianne Collins. And prior to the segment, we were talking about peace. We were talking about how we can get out of worry and into peace through God and opening our hearts up to Him and who God is to us. And one of my favorite things that you talk about in your messages and in your sermons at Jesus Chicks at Living Word Bible Church is you talk a lot about God's identity and who He is. Mm-hmm. Because I think as women, we have a hard time putting our trust in a God or anything that we don't know personally.
Right.
And I think as women, when we can trust God, when we can trust Him with our whole heart and know His character, it's so much easier for us to surrender to Him.
Yeah.
Because now we we're inviting His love into our hearts in a confident way.
Yeah.
And I think when we have confidence in who He is,
yeah,
and His nature, that's where the peace comes into our hearts, and that's where we can let go of fear and anxiety and rest in Him.
Yeah.
Because I think resting in Him has been like this lifelong lesson that He's been teaching me, and I'm finally starting to get it.
Yeah.
But it's really challenging. And so what I wanted to share with our viewers is, you know, your understanding of God's character through His word and through your personal relationship with Him.
Mm-hmm.
So our viewers can, you know, kind of get a peek into the window of your heart right. in that topic, and how when we know who God is, that's when we find out who we are.
Right.
And so I just want to leave that open for you.
Well, the first thing that we have to realize is that we can't put our human experiences on the Father, right. on God. And that's the problem that comes up. We put the hurts and the things we've dealt with, especially with our earthly fathers, then we, whether we realize it or not, we think that's how Father God is.
Right.
And so that you have to recognize and put that away, because He's not a human being. He is perfect and He is love. And right. so we can't compare our human experiences with God, a right. God of love who sent His Son to die for us. Second is the way you're going to find it through his word. When you're looking for Him, when you're looking for His heart, He's going to expose His character mm-hmm. in the Word of God. I remember the first time Jesus really came alive to me and became real to me mm-hmm. was in the Word. You find Him in the Word from beginning to end. He's right. in Old Testament, He's in New Testament. But where I first saw Him was in the obvious place, which was the Gospels.
Right.
And so as a baby Christian, when my first time reading through those, I saw His character. And when you've seen Jesus, you've seen the Father, right?
Right.
He's the perfect representation of the Father. And man, that just blew up in my heart. Like, fell head over heels, madly in love with this Jesus. He was, all I knew is that He was mine. I wanted Him, He wanted me, and it was over from there. Like, it was it. He was my everything. But the other thing I wanted to say was, I like some of the things the way God has dealt with me. I remember when he said to me, Julianne, don't you know you were my idea? Wow. And that totally resolved for me, because we, as girls, we're always thinking about, what does so-and-so think about me? What does the world think about me? Yeah. What is everybody, what's their perception of me? Well, when God said to me, don't you know you were my idea? Well, he's God, and if I'm his idea, then who cares what the world thinks about me, right?
Right?
Because God only has good ideas. And so that really fixed it good for me. The other thing God dealt with me with was, it's like we think subconsciously or unconsciously that we had our start at conception. We think that was my beginning. If you ask someone, where did you first begin? Conception. So then we go through the womb, and then, you know, we have this DNA. We've got a mom, a dad. We've got generational things going on. Then you grow up. You go through school. By the time you're an adult, we think that our identity is the culmination of all that.
Right.
And so what God said was, I want you to go before that. Mm. I'm like, before, where were you before you were conceived in your mother's womb? Well, Jeremiah 1:5 says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you.
Wow.
Before you were born, I set you apart. And so the Lord showed me that I was first conceived in his heart as a spirit. He knew me. I was his idea. He thought me up. He designed every molecule, every inch of who I am, you know? Mm-hmm. And then he sent me to the earth, into my mother's womb. And so what he was saying was, who were you there? And then I'm telling you, everything that I thought was my identity based on my upbringing, based on, my history, whatever, all of it just fell off of me because I saw that my true identity, I was perfect there. You were perfect there in his heart.
Yeah.
That's where I came from. That's who I belong to. That's where I'm returning.
Right.
You know? And so it just did huge things for me, because I'm like, that's who I am. That's my true identity. That's where I began. I began in the Father's heart. And then I started seeing, I need to see other people that way. I need to see the homeless guy and the prostitute and the girl that just really annoyed me that way. Where did they come from?
Right.
They came from him. They were his idea.
I love that so much, because when I didn't know God's identity, I didn't know his heart, then I struggled to know who I was, because I wasn't putting my trust in him.
Yeah.
I was putting my trust in situations around me. If somebody is going to do everything that I'm hoping and desiring in my heart that they're going to act and do, mm-hmm. I'm hoping in a job or a person or in an outcome, or if, you know, these are situations that we can't control.
Yeah.
When we wake up, we can't control other people's thoughts, ideas, or actions. We can only control our response to them.
Right.
And what that was doing is it was causing a deep hole in my heart where I didn't know my identity, because I was putting in everything around me that was unstable. Mm-hmm. And when everything went topsy-turvy, so did my soul.
Yeah.
And then here I am having stress and anxiety and panic attacks because I have chaos around me, so my soul is chaotic.
Right.
And I think what struggles people is they may say, if I don't know my identity, I must think I'm a mistake.
Yeah.
I must think that, you know, if I was to take my life and to commit suicide, it wouldn't matter because, you know, no one's going to miss me or the situation is so bad. And what I tell the students that I teach in junior high and high school is that if you are not here, mm-hmm. then that special plan that God has for you cannot be fulfilled, because you are so unique and so special in your identity.
Yes.
That only you are the only one in the entire universe from the beginning to the end of time that can fulfill God's plan for you. So you have to be here to achieve that. You are that special. You're not a mistake, and you're not that white elephant gift that somebody left under the Christmas table that they're like, oh, I guess, you know, I'll just re-gift this and give it to someone else. It's like God made you. He chose you. He called you. You're equipped and loved with a special talent.
Yeah.
And I just love to plant that seed. And when we know that about ourselves, we can call other people back to the grid of who they are and their identity to give them hope and to give them purpose. And I wish so much that we got to talk more about this because you're so fun to talk to. I love being in your presence. My heart lights up and I just am overcome with joy from your heart for God and your beautiful personality. But we are going to have to end this show. You guys can check it out later on the podcast at www.jacquelinenicole.com, or you can visit Central City Radio, and if you click on podcasts, you can click on the Jacquelin Nicole Show and later listen to whoever guest that I have on the show, and it's a free download. So it's a win-win.
Awesome.
For everybody. Thank you, Julianne.
Thank you for
being
me,
with
Jacquelin.
Me. I appreciate it. Have a blessed night, everybody. We'll see you next Monday.